And now receive the invocation of prayer. Most wondrous Creator, we praise you for the change of seasons, the mesmerizing moon you've placed in our view, and for your spectacular, awesome power displayed in the sea this week's end. And yet, with all this evidence before us, we struggle with spending time with you. The troubles and pleasures of the day distract us, cause us to feel burdened and down on ourselves or others. We pity, envy, ignore, perseverate on the negative versus the positive. Or we simply gloat in getting our own way, in carving our own paths, forgetting to acknowledge you in thankfulness for being right where you want us to be. We know that hardship does not spring from the soil, nor does trouble sprout from the ground, and yet man is born to trouble as surely as sparks fly upward. We appeal to you, O God. We lay our cause before you, for you perform wonders that cannot be fathomed, miracles that cannot be counted. Help us to tune in to your guidance, your wisdom, your timing. Help us to trust deeper in your truths versus our own solo efforts. Clear our minds to rest in you today. Amen. Our Old Testament reading today comes from Psalm 73. It's in the Old Testament section on pages 415 and 16 if you want to follow along in your pew Bibles. And I'll read it. Verses 1 through 3 and 21 to 28. Truly, God is good to the upright, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost stumbled, my steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant. I saw the prosperity of the wicked. When my soul was embittered, when I was pricked in heart, I was stupid and ignorant. I was like a brute beast toward you. Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel. And afterward, you will receive me with honor. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire other than you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Indeed, those who are far from you will perish. You put an end to those who are false to you. But for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Lord God my refuge to tell of all your works. This is the word of the Lord. And the New Testament, the Gospel reading, found on page 82 in the New Testament section of your pew Bibles, is from John 12, verses 36b to 43. After Jesus had said this, he departed and hid from them. Although he had performed so many signs in their presence, they did not believe him. This was to fulfill the word spoken by the prophet Isaiah. Lord, who has believed our message? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? And so they could not believe, because Isaiah also said, he has blinded their eyes and hardened their heart, so that they might not look with their eyes and understand with their heart and turn, and I would heal them. Isaiah said this because he saw his glory and spoke about him. Nevertheless, many, even of the authorities, believed in him. But because of the Pharisees, they did not confess it, for fear that they would be put out of the synagogue, for they loved human glory more than the glory that comes from God. The word of the Lord.